It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Well, 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 we start the show with a positive spin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie, I was a little late today, but my little victory actually has to do with you, DZ.
With me?
Yes, because I was...
Conmigo?
Sí, señor. Sí, señor. My little victory is that even though my tires are really low and I forgot that they deflate in cold weather,
yeah,
one of my besties is at work and can help me fill them up later.
Oh.
Because you don't know the story about how I deflated two tires in my life trying to put air in them.
Wait, what?
I will tell the story today on the show because
okay.
It's so embarrassing, but we all deserve to be humbled every now and then.
It's relatable.
I'll tell you later today, but yeah, I thought DZ's at work. Little Victories. He can help me if after the show if I need it.
He got it. He got it.
Thank God I got a guy.
Thank God you know a guy.
Otherwise, I'd be more stressed. I'm like, DZ will help me. I just know it. So I know it's not going to be a victory. You have to help me later, but...
It's okay. It's a little victory that you know you got me later now.
It only takes like 30 seconds. Let's be real.
It really doesn't take long.
And I have a phobia, and I'll explain why later. So...
Trust me. We don't even got to get into it now for me to be like, hey, I get it.
So anyway, we'll stop at the gas station before you pop on the freeway, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, what's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is that at least I know what to do, what you need help with later, in case I do got to help you.
Sorry if you're busy. I need you for a few minutes.
No, I got time. For you, anything, Allie.
Thanks, DZ. Little victories. Call your besties.
Wepa.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Yeah, we're holding you accountable today.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about your New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
What was it, and did you keep it? Because here we are, January 22nd. Time's up, my people.
1/22/25.
Uh-huh.
And what you doing? You still active or you inactive?
What was your New Year's resolution? Because I'm not normally... I try to just make good choices all year round.
Yeah.
And I do that as far as my health and my wellness. I go to the gym. I eat well. I'm, you know, I have some issues with other things in my life. Let's be real. But what's your... But the typical ones are the, you know, the health and wellness ones.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say I have a resolution. I don't do resolutions. I'm not into resolutions like that where everybody,
like... should be good all the time.
Yearly pick something to go, yes.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of last year,
yeah,
kind of going into the new year more, uh-huh, around Christmas time, I was more conscious about drinking water.
Oh, that's a good one.
I felt like I hadn't been drinking enough water. We had talked about that. You know, my voice felt like it had been affected. And one thing, yeah, I did... didn't do,
that's,
you know,
right,
while we were doing all that was hydrate my vocal cords properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been drinking more water.
Good for you.
And I'm not saying it's going great. I mean, I'm drinking tons of water here.
He's like, I'm not saying it's working, but.
But I'm trying. I am trying.
And that's conscious, all that matters.
Conscious effort.
If you were one of those January gym people, if you're showing up, I don't care if you're losing weight. If you're showing up, it's all that matters.
Good for you.
Good for you,
good
man.
For you. So I'd say I'm still actively trying.
Yeah.
But it's not like I ever really went and made some huge lifestyle change.
Well, you know what? I did say I was going to make better choices with men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to push energy out and be better because that was one of my weaknesses.
That you did.
And I feel like I'm doing really well.
Good. I
feel like I've met a really nice guy that I'm seeing. I have not playing any games. Everyone who's tried to contact me, I've X'd out.
Mm.
And yeah, I even showed you somebody trying to find me on Snapchat and Instagram the other day. And I was like, leave me alone.
And by now, I'm cuffed up.
Pretty much. So if I either cat, I'm blocked or I'm ignoring their energy and I'm trying, and it's actually opened up the world for me to make better choices with men.
I welcome
that,
this.
I got that bad energy out and I met a nice guy. So that's kind of worked for me because that's been one of my issues. So
not to call them resolutions, but we've been
making actively better choices,
trying to make better choices.
That part.
It just so happens to be people call them resolutions.
I'm just trying to do better, okay?
Exactly.
That's all, man. How are you guys doing with your New Year's resolutions? That's what we want to know at 414-533-1037. You know what? I'm feeling crazy again.
Feeling spicy?
Yeah. Let's start it out this morning and go to line four. Why
Ooh,
not?
All right, man.
Let's chance it. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, big booty.
It's Anthony. It's my boo thing.
Morning,
yeah,
dog.
Girl.
Ebony, I haven't heard your voice this year.
That's true.
Hey, y'all.
Morning.
Oh, we miss you.
I know, y'all. But y'all just asked the best question y'all could possibly ask me because that's where I've been.
Focused in the resolution. Well, it's okay. Her gap year. She chilling.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the Ebony sabbatical. Right. Y'all know how I was taking a gap year because I've never really worried about myself.
Right.
I've always worried about other people. Ever since my dad died, I was worried about my mom, my sister, everything. And I forgot about myself, right?
That part.
So I decided I was going to, and it's funny because I literally just went to the Princeton Cup yesterday.
What? I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you at the gym. Oh,
yeah, so I signed up because I said, you know what? A girl deserves a good atmosphere, the best thing I could find.
Good
so I went
you.
And I signed up for that.
Boom.
I'm getting like the best things out of life.
Aww.
So I would say my New Year's resolution was to make sure that I was taken care of before I took care of.
Good for you, Ebony. And you got yourself the best.
The way
I
to think
it.
About that is amazing, too. Yeah, you're in good mode right
Look
now.
Look out, water aerobics. Yes. Ebony and I are coming for you.
Yes, girl. Yes, because... And you know what? Ever since just worrying about myself since like last November, I've already dropped another 20 pounds.
Wow.
Like, I'm already doing so great, y'all.
Don't be getting too skinny now.
You ahead of the curve.
No,
intended. You see what I did there?
I'm on the carnivore diet, girl. You got to try it.
Okay. Oh, straight me.
Well, listen, Ebony, I am so excited that, one, I'm going to start seeing you more at the gym.
Yeah,
yes,
when I get back to Princeton.
I had to come see that booty in real life.
Girl, just wait.
Just wait.
My butt lift is complete, everybody. So,
yes, y'all.
All right, well, Ebony, I'm proud of you, and I'm sure DZ is
Thank
too,
you.
For facts, keeping your resolution.
Facts. Thank y'all.
All right, we love you. We'll talk to you later,
all
girlfriend.
Right, love
later,
bye.
Dude.
All right, well, so that's the question of the day. What was your New Year's resolution, and did you keep it? We are going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Right as we were trying to answer the phones, here came our girl, Destiny in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Whoa, good morning.
Good morning. My dog.
I heard Ebony talk about she wanted to touch on the booty, so I like, I want to touch on it too.
Destiny hit the U-turn with the quickness. She was like, I'm close enough.
Nice surprise. She goes, open the door when I answered the phone. Destiny.
Thought she was joking.
No, she was staring me in the eye out the window.
Doing like this. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
Take that.
I want your wife, Lala, to know I offered you to touch my booty and you didn't do it. So, Lala, she's staying loyal today, just so you know.
That part.
Today. You heard that.
Y'all got to chill out,
Knock
man.
Knock it off. All right, we got to get to the phones and see if people are keeping their resolutions. Destiny, did you have one and did you keep it?
No, I didn't. I think your resolution falls on your birthday.
Oh, what I'm saying?
Because they always say new year, new you, right?
Yeah.
Well, realistically, new year, new you falls on your birthday. Unless you're like my brother, shout out to my brother, Paulie, whose birthday is New Year's.
Stop doing shout outs. We don't do those.
Bye, Destiny.
Jeez. My bad.
All right,
we can't
on.
Hang up on you in real life.
This is actually funny. When Destiny just pops up at the station, we literally can't kick her out or hang up on her.
Nope.
I like that.
She figured out how to break the
code. She
did.
She just got to be let in. So that's our code. Dang it.
I don't know that code.
Let you in.
You know what? Hope you enjoyed this one time we let you in, Destiny.
You lucky is cold. Ooh, you lucky is cold now.
I promised Nick in Waukesha we wouldn't forget about him this morning.
Don't forget about Nick.
He got put on hold yesterday, so not today. Let's go to Nick.
Talk about heat.
Nick.
Bienvenidos a Miami. Hey.
I dare you to learn that part of the song, Ellie.
What? Shut up, Destiny.
I'm just asking. My bad.
Look, add in. Look, add in.
I told you I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, and now I'm back on Duolingo. Let me live.
And DZ lingo. You know what I'm saying?
One of my besties is Colombian. Let me live.
We out here.
So, hello.
Estamos activos.
How you doing, guys?
I actually understood that. All right. Nick. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Jinx. Dang
good morning.
It. Wait, that's my line.
Hey,
all right, Nick. What was your resolution? Did you have one and did you keep it?
I have two. Mine, first one was to be nicer to people, especially, nice, you know, no.
Funny, funny and honest.
And then try to get out there, start dating. So, you know.
Oh, ooh. And?
How's it going?
It is going very well. My daughter is keeping me in check with the being nicer to people. Aww. And I have a date scheduled for this weekend.
Yeah. Next week, Dumpster Fires is Nick's.
You got something planned already? Where are you guys going? What are you doing? Ooh.
Hey, right. Destiny's out here like, spill the details.
Okay.
What, Nick?
We're doing the meeting halfway because she lives in Madison, you know, and I'm in Waukesha. So we're meeting at the Pine Cone Restaurant.
Snap.
By Johnson Creek. She says, take me shopping, run.
He likes shopping, so you know he's about that life. He's going to run. He's going to be like, oh, no, let's go. Oh, girl, Nick likes the shopping.
I do like the shopping. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Nick, you know what? We need an update on Monday. Yep. You better call in because I need to hear about your first date since you started dating again.
What day was that again? I like to go out to Park Street.
Chill out. Nick, stop talking. Hang up right now, man.
You're right. What day are we going shopping? Hold on. Okay, bye, Nick. Right.
We'll holler at you later. Peace, man. Love.
The text messages, Ebony already texted in. Yeah, Destiny, keep your hands off.
Okay, I'll step back for you.
Ebony said dibs.
Angie, listen to me.
Allie can't talk. She's out here flustered.
I got her snorting and laughing.
Listen, Angie in Lake Geneva texted in. I really just need more coffee. Angie in Lake Geneva texted in and said hers was to swear less. Yeah, that didn't last long, is what she said.
Nice try.
Danny is on the phone in Oak Creek this morning. It was a Friday. Danny.
What it is, Jive
Turkey? What it look like? What it smell like? What it act like?
What it is, Jive Turkey?
You guys are killing me right now. You guys, our regulars are the best. You guys are so damn funny.
Vibing today.
Yeah, we are.
Big Danny.
Did you have a resolution and did you keep it, Danny?
I do it every year. They're pretty much the same. Just try to be better, do better, and glass half full.
Well, that's you, period, Danny, and you just keep it going.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
And wear more Crocs.
Don't. Stop it. Don't encourage.
No, there is no encouragement. I already got them on. I got a tank top on and shorts.
Danny,
Bye, Danny. Jesus. No, I did.
Just because we don't have time.
Danny be getting aggressive sometimes.
Well, he said Crocs. I want to know, did he have on, like, you know, Panda Crocs?
Get out of here.
It doesn't matter, Destiny.
Bye, Destiny.
Anyway, Kelly in Sussex texted in. She was trying to do dry January. She failed. Good job, Kelly.
I was going
to
say, Kelly, I saw you at the game the other day. You definitely failed, dog.
Thank you. You know what? That's why she texted in. She got busted in person.
Exactly.
She said she just wants to start over every year. That's why.
Every week. What? Got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, I need answers immediately, DZ.
All right, what's up? Ask your questions. It's a What Should DZ Do Today, y'all.
Yeah, because let's just start with the fact that Destiny popped up on us like a robber in the window. So you put your hands up. And it turned out it was just Destiny staring us down here at the radio station. So Destiny in Milwaukee is in the studio right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Buenos Dias. And we're going to let her stay through What Would DZ Do. Is that cool? And then she's got to go.
It only feels right.
I appreciate that.
Welcome. Okay.
Now, I mean, because I can't give advice. I'm the one that needs advice.
Well, we've got it because what the hell? Okay, girl, let me just get to business.
Let's go.
Destiny, you know, yes, I'm even going to talk to DZ. Destiny. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Hold on. Do you be quiet over there while I talk to Destiny for a second. Destiny, do you see what I'm holding in my hand?
That's a beautiful Inquiry magazine.
It's not beautiful. It's a National Inquirer magazine.
Oh, okay, it's a tabloid magazine.
It's conspiracy theory. It's lies. It's craziness.
I hope you didn't buy that.
I sure as hell didn't. But you know who did buy the National Inquirer? The actual paper magazine that anybody can get for free on the dark web? Not DZ.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't me.
DZ, explain to us why.
I thought I couldn't talk.
Sorry, you're back now. DZ,
I'll mute him.
Why is there a National Inquirer in this studio this morning?
Well, because my wife bought it. Yeah.
Well, then I need to talk to Aaron. Why did Aaron buy a National
Inquirer? Linda, listen.
I'm listening. Go. What happened?
Last night, me and my wife are sitting there talking, and I'm like, bro, where does National Enquirer magazine come from? I'm like, you see these at the kiosk when you're at the checkout line.
And you
literally,
laugh, and you move on.
Never been touched.
You look at them, you say, I'm not paying this much for this magazine.
So stupid.
Exactly. You're like, oh my gosh, J-Lo wants to date who? Wow.
According to this, J-Lo and Kevin Costner, she can pull better than Kevin Costner.
Like, hey, but when you read read the article, it'll actually make sense.
Well,
so the man who brought the magazine in because he read it.
But hold on. My wife bought this magazine not because she reads it, not because we buy it, not because we're the one supporters of the National Enquirer like, in the metro Milwaukee area.
Who buys this besides nut jobs? Like, who buys the National? Why?
She bought it because if you flip through the initial pages, there is a page that so happens to be ripped.
Oh, it's Leonardo DiCaprio and his new
little boot thing.
New 18-year-old girlfriend, which is disgusting because he's like 50 now, but go on.
So whatever. Apparently our son, our youngest, Danison, young Danny.
Yeah,
young,
he's perfect.
Young D, LD, if you will.
He's perfect.
Sure. He ripped the page, so my wife felt obligated and morally clawed to now purchase this magazine for however much, $5-6.
Wait. Okay, let me explain the rip.
Where's the little rip at?
Thank you, Destiny, because that's exactly what it is. It is the teeny tiniest, itty bittiest baby rip on the top right corner of a page.
So wait. So Aaron's at the store with the babies, and Danny, who's one reaches and grabs the National Enquirer and did this tiny little rip.
As Danny's rip. Defense lawyer, did you see me do this?
Thank you.
Was it on camera?
You don't have a law degree, but we will get a real lawyer for Danny, okay? But that, listen, he did.
We'll post a picture of it if you need to see it, honestly.
He did rip it, but.
Accusations, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's. You know what? You're right. Danny didn't do anything. I didn't see it.
He picked Prove it up it. And it was already like that. That's the thing.
I didn't see it either, but apparently my wife saw it. And she felt obligated to now purchase the National.
By the time she turned around and saw it, it was already there. He didn't really do it.
As far as we know, he didn't rip it, and thank you. So now my question for y'all is, we've purchased this magazine.
Not guilty.
It's been bought, and right. I am offended. I am deeply like perturbed by this. I'm kind of bothered and going, I want to return this magazine.
Yeah. I was going to say, where the receipt at?
We spent $6 for nothing.
How are they going to charge $6 for garbage?
We spent $6.
This is dumb. Okay,
for
wait.
Absolutely nothing. I want to return it to the store and go, hey,
does
I'm sorry.
Recipes in it or something? Nothing? Like, nothing. Get nothing out of it?
My son purchased this on accident. I didn't realize it was in the cart. We got home. I need to return this.
Snacks for $6.
Thank you. We could have got plenty of snacks for
$6. There's one positive thing. They have a Save the Manatees ad on the back. I mean, that's a positive, nice thing.
Show me the manatee in Milwaukee. Show me the Milwaukee manatee. Show me. Muéstramelo. Show me.
Oh, they got a crossword at the back. You want to play with that?
Those are the answers. The crossword's in the front.
Oh, my bad.
Those from last week.
Okay.
Jennifer Hudson's shoes are different in the Find the Difference.
This is hysterical. Hold on.
I did everything in the magazine already.
Speaking of law degrees, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So the what should DZ do is little Danny, Danison, ripped a magazine at the store, which just happened to be one of the worst. The National. It wasn't even like an Us Weekly or a People.
It's not even as big as your pinky. Look how small the rib is.
It's the size of one finger, and I'm tall, so I got big hands. Okay, and Danny's defense. He ripped the corner of the page, but I also.
It looked like an earmark.
But hold on. Shout out. Let me defend Aaron for 1 second.
What?
Because I care about Aaron too.
Because I'm over here on Danny's side. Let's go.
Of course. But listen, Danny's going to be fine. Aaron was just trying to do the right thing. You know, you want somebody to go, DZ's wife, DZ's kid rips up magazines and they just walk out like nothing.
Yeah.
Assumptually.
Please do you did what we what my it. Family does is we rip the magazine and then we close it, tuck it in the back and pretend like it never happened, walk off.
I'm trying to defend Aaron. I don't know what to do.
Somebody's got to, because it ain't me today.
He ain't got no fingerprints on it. I'm just saying, dust it for prints.
Okay, we got a text. It said, write it off as a business expense because we used it as a talking point for what would DZ do?
I got to start an LLC for this magazine? Oh, Lord.
All right. That person. I want them in my corner.
414-533-1037. So DZ's wife bought the National Enquirer, spent $6 because Danny ripped a page, and now DZ wants to return it.
Something.
What should DZ and Aaron, let her live, do? We'll talk to you next.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Alex texted in and said, use it as a fire starter.
That's good paper, too.
Honestly.
That's an expensive fire starter, dog.
Listen.
I purchased Flint for way cheaper, G.
Your wife texted me and you. She's on the group chat right now.
Oh, no. I'm not looking.
She said, four middle fingers, cry face, I'm a good person. And I wrote, and I wrote back and said, I agree. And she said, and the advice is DZ should shove it. Oh,
okay. Okay, all right.
Somebody's not Listen, getting booty tonight.
We didn't get to a point in our lives to buy dumb stuff we've convinced ourselves we needed by buying dumb stuff we know we don't need.
Give her a break. Listen, Belinda in Rochester said, DZ, suck it up. It was $6. Aaron did the right thing. Your son destroyed property. Oh.
I mean, is it destroyed?
It wasn't destroyed. It was just getting a facelift.
It's legible. I disagree.
He was marking where he left off reading. Remember, you used to fold the
earmark. It's a dog ear.
Listen, if you just tuned in, Destiny in Milwaukee joined us by scaring the hell out of us and just showing up. Nobody else is allowed to do that, by the way.
She pulled up and said,
we said hi. And then DZ informed us that he owned a National Enquirer now, which is the dumbest magazine on the planet.
The first one purchased in 2025, I'll bet you.
And honestly.
And only.
And I can't believe they still print them. But your wife bought it because your son accidentally ripped a part of a page.
The tiniest corner.
You're upset about it. Let's start with Emily in Milwaukee, one of our regulars. And she said she's losing her voice. I said, honey, everybody's sick.
Girl,
it's fine.
Get in line.
Yeah. So good morning, Emily.
The fresh is so clean.
Good morning. That's how I feel this morning.
You sound
morning,
great. Morning.
You do sound good, Emily.
What's your advice?
So the nanny and the elementary school person and me immediately thought art project. Let's just do something with the kids a bit. We cut it up.
Oh, she is losing her voice. You're losing your voice. I'm sorry.
Now we can tell. We don't want you to strain. But I get what she's saying. Let them cut up the faces. Make a paper mache something.
Aaron's a teacher. They can use it for art.
Okay, Emily.
Okay. High points.
All right.
High points for sure.
Rest your voice. That was solid advice.
Throat coat tea. All right. And honey. All right. Bye, Emily. Thanks for your call.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you back.
That was actually really good advice.
Quick words. Great advice.
Emily in Menominee Falls said the same thing. She said, I'm on Aaron's side. Just keep it. And uses a table cover for Arts and Crafts Day.
That's actually okay.
$6. You could have went to the dollar store and paid $1.
Well,
more.
We get newspaper for free. We could have used the free Aldi magazine. That magazine, I almost said it with a Spanish accent. We could use the free Aldi magazine and just cut that up. We paid $6 for something that is trash. Basura.
And by the way, Destiny, I'm the one who shouts out negative things, not you. That's my job on this show, okay?
That part. That's her line.
Let me do my negative speaking. Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee. He's got really good advice for sure.
Adrian.
Adrian, good morning.
Wepa. Talk to us, man.
Hi, what's your advice?
¿Cuántos años, el niño? How old is your kid?
Oh, ¿cuántos años tiene? Oh, he's one.
One and some change.
He's like 14 months.
Look, listen. I got the perfect idea for that magazine. Perfect.
What?
It's potty training time.
That would hurt. That would
Ouch.
Hurt.
We'll use it for the 3-year-old, though.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's all it's worth. I'm not going to tell you. I used to work for a big-time local printing company. Mm-hmm. We all know. And, I know they make it. That paper cheap as hell. Use it as toilet paper.
So it costs like 10 cents
Pennies.
To print one, and then they make
he says,
5
so
bucks.
He keep it in the vehicle just in case. You got to pull over.
Man, please, more time go into getting the color right than it does actually magazine.
Wow.
And, but, hey, look, All jokes aside.
Yeah.
One of those pages about Mr. Titanic going down.
Leonardo.
You know, homie, how long were you really looking at her?
That was the flattest pancake he used. Me and my wife made fun of her booty. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Yeah. His little girlfriend weak.
You're
missing that point. I think he hung out with you know who for too long.
Oh, you think Danny was the one looking at the
Okay. You know what? Goodbye,
Adrian.
Goodbye.
I'm not talking about the picture.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Danny went from using it for toilet.
Listen, All right.
I'm sweating, fam.
Family meeting.
I'm sweating. Adrian said Danny was looking at the booty.
I told my children we're not making any Diddy jokes because that man raped and did sexual trauma to many people. So I want to throat punch Diddy right now. I can't even laugh at those jokes.
Oh, that was a Diddy joke?
Well, he said something about Diddy in there. Didn't you hear that?
Oh, I missed it. I thought he was saying Danny was looking at booty.
I thought he said Danny.
I thought he said Danny was looking at booty. Not Diddy. No.
She's the one looking in the magazine. Yeah. Looking at the, and we were the one paying attention.
Yeah. If he said it, I missed it. I'm sorry, family.
I'm real mad at Diddy. It's a trigger point for me.
I see.
As we should be, okay? Okay.
I just don't address it.
Better. You know what? See, this is where I become the problem on the show. All right, fine. Let's go to Ryan in Alabama and see what his advice is. I know, Lord help us. No.
Okay.
I'm not sure. You can tell everybody.
Good morning. You got the number one troublemaker in the studio, so I don't know what you're sweating about.
Sweating over Adrian's comments over here.
Yeah, somebody said that was an all a Diddy joke. Maybe I don't know what Adrian meant, but we're going to move on with our lives. Buddy.
We're going to play back on the Odyssey episode.
That part, Destiny.
John in Germantown said, go back and ring something up expensive as bananas at self-checkout. Get that $6.
I actually like that. Yeah, y'all petitious.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sarah should have tucked and rolled. That's all she had to do was tuck and roll.
Just drop the magazine and pretend like it never happened.
Sucker behind them all and roll on through.
That's what I would have done. That's what I would have done.
What would you have done if your wife Ashley came home with this because one of your kids ripped it on accident in the store and bought it?
I'd probably jump in the truck and go and return it right away.
I bet you she didn't show him.
Yep, 100% agree, Destiny. 100% agree.
Oh, man.
She probably didn't. She probably wouldn't either.
All types of stuff in that house you don't know about.
All right. So wait, so DZ, it's a what should DZ do? Erica and Cudahy said, the real question is, would you put it back as damaged and pick a new one after seeing the rip if you were to buy one? No, Erica. She bought the damaged one thinking I'm doing the right thing. My kid damaged something. I'm buying it. So
you break it, you bought it kind of concept.
But it was this tiny little rip. But so I get both
didn't
sides.
Break it.
It wasn't broken. I thought he ripped it in half. I didn't think he ripped one corner of one page.
Even if he did, I'd have gave it to cashier like, look, here, my son accidentally did this.
Yeah.
He didn't even rip it off. The page was still technically intact.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm just going, we wasted $6. And yeah, it's the grand scheme of $6. Is it going to break the bank? No. Yeah, okay. But why did we pay these $6 for something we didn't really have to? Though you break it, you bought it concept is when something shatters. Could've Nothing shattered.
So then what's the final consensus? Are you going to return it or are you going to write it off just like...
He said he's going to make you return it after he puts the air in your tires.
Yeah, that's the trade-off.
Destiny,
I'll
get out.
Destiny,
who invited you in anyway?
Ryan said, I'll take it. Destiny, I actually like your advice. What it's Destiny true. Said, while I fill the air in your tires, you gonna return the National Enquirer. You know it even rhymes.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
We appreciate all your texts and your voice messages that you're sending in. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. And if you go and listen to us through the app anyway or through CarPlay, you just plug your app. Just plug your phone into the car.
What most people do anyway.
Yeah, we're giving away $5,000 a day.
Ooh, we can't win, but you can.
Mm-hmm, just for listening for an hour. Doesn't have to be consecutive either. It can be 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Just get 60 minutes in before the end of the day. You're qualified.
It's a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. You could listen for 1 hour in them 24. Even if it's 5 minutes an hour for a whole 24 hours, I think you're going to get there.
Well, and honestly, I'm deflecting by telling everyone what we're giving them because I have a confession to make before we get into Am I the Jerk and the voice messages we got.
What's the confession?
The confession is yesterday it was really cold. We were all off school for the most part, right?
It's freezing.
I got home. The kids were home in their pajamas, living their best life.
Goofing
you know,
off.
Your wife was off work. She's a teacher. She was home with the kids.
Dealing with the boys,
poor thing. But I had even said during the morning show, right after Am I the Jerk, man, why are they making people work today? And then do you know what I did?
What?
I went to the dentist with my kids. So I kept our dentist appointments that we'd had for 6 months.
You made people work.
I made people work. And my sister was like, after all you said on the air this morning, you kept the dentist appointment?
Yeah. Yep.
And I said, we've had these for 6 months, these cleaning sets.
Hey, listen, I ain't going to lie to you. The dentist would have been kept, too, in our house.
Honestly, bro. Because I thought, well, healthcare is working. Mm-hmm. And they didn't seem bothered that they were working. I mean, maybe they were just being nice.
I mean, and sure, they might have been a little bothered because everybody kept their appointment and nobody mm-hmm. canceled. And if had everybody canceled, they would have been able to close the office.
You know what? I shouldn't bust my dentist out. You know what he said to me?
What?
He's going to kill me.
What?
He goes, honestly, I wanted to go to work. My wife's home stuck with the kids today. And I said, relatable.
He said, yeah, the office needed me.
He said, well, honey, I got to go. Allie and her kids kept their appointments.
Whoops.
Sorry. But if that's not relatable, you know, when Facts. One's home with the kids. So.
Facts.
All right, let's play these voice messages before we get into today's Am I the Jerk? Now, okay. Remember yesterday, I want to tell you, people were so rude online on Facebook about Am I the Jerk when it got posted on the Kiss FM Facebook.
Because what do you mean rude?
It was about the three taquitos
right.
and how she was mad at her husband because she didn't eat them because there wasn't enough.
Right.
And then he went and ate them and she ate ramen. She was like, why would you eat those? I did. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. Me and my wife talked about it later too.
Yeah. And what did your wife think?
Well, she thought that she was the jerk because if you think about it, it's not like she made him ramen. She just made herself food.
Well, here's what April left us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Here's what April said about Am I the Jerk yesterday.
Should have just went out and bought another box of taquitos. It's really pretty simple.
Simple, right?
It is.
But people online were going off because they were like, we don't understand what, this isn't even controversial. People aren't even sending in good ones. I go, well, it was controversial on the air.
And clearly maybe, you talking about it.
So maybe sometimes when you read them, they don't look as dramatic, but we had a whole argument yesterday about it.
And does it have to be controversy? It can't be fun. Y'all like to argue and you like negativity that much that it has to be controversial. You need salation every single day
Facebook.
Of your life, bro.
It's Facebook. And
come
when
on,
I,
though.
Well, I moved
That's why
that
I'm
one,
beyond there.
I moved it to the front because I thought it was funny, yet still a good argument because all these people writing on Facebook, I thought, you either aren't in a relationship or you're lying if you don't have dumb arguments like this in a relationship, okay?
I thought it was hilarious and relatable.
Same.
I would be dang if we leave three taquitos in the dang freezer because it's the end of the bag.
You know people are keyboard warriors when they get on Facebook and social media.
Real
Here's
brave.
Anna, our girl, she's one of the regulars. Anna in Milwaukee left us a voice message as well about the Am I the Jerk from yesterday. Listen to this.
Hi, LVDZ. This is Anna from Milwaukee. They are both the jerks. Who leaves three taquitos? Why don't you just cook all of them and then this would have all been avoided.
I swear.
Bye.
Thank you, though.
Anna, received. And you're right. You and April were on point with that. You could have just bought more.
Whoever ate five taquitos last time, you should have just made the last three.
You messed it all
you
up.
You threw off the balance.
Mm-hmm. Gabby from Milwaukee texted in and said, as a dental assistant, I'm thankful that you kept your dental appointment. Well, then good. You're welcome. Because they didn't have to sit around and wait for all the people that had canceled.
Well, I guess that makes sense, yeah. man. When you're not going to get an appointment for the next day, next week, it's going to be the next 3 months again.
When you make appointments 6 months in advance, I'm coming.
Period. I'm coming. Nah, for real.
I'm not rescheduling that.
There's no makeup.
You gotta wait another 2 months and then my teeth aren't getting cleaned on time.
That part.
I don't pay $6 a month for dental insurance for nothing. Give me a break.
I need consistency, dog. Get out of here.
All right. It's time for Am I the Jerk? And then after that, we are hooking you up with tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Boys to Men. So, Am I the Jerk? Got this one yesterday. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's one of those.
It circles back about once a year. It's a lot of people are going to be triggered by this.
I feel like people have this problem consistently, and we just keep trying to help y'all through it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Alexis wrote to us in our Facebook DMs. And it's, like I said, we get these, not all the time, but at least once a year we get an Am I the Jerk that handles this problem. Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name? Here we go again. I feel like we do this every damn year.
I was going to say stealing the baby. I was like, well, yes,
well,
obviously.
That would be weird.
But no, stealing the name.
But hold on. Let me at least read the context and why it's an issue and who she's fighting with.
Context always matters with these because stealing the name, you're like, oh my gosh, why would you steal a name? But what is the reasoning and how did it happen?
This is what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I'm pregnant with my second child and my partner and I have a short list of names we like. One of them starts with the letter K, which is important to us. However, my sister recently told me I can't use the name because she wants to name her future child that after her boyfriend's middle name.
Same name. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The thing is, she's not engaged, married, or pregnant. Well, you don't have to be engaged or married, but pregnant would be a good way to start.
Being pregnant would be a starter to claiming a name.
Alexis goes on in this message, and she said she even threatened to stop speaking to me if I use the name, which I doubt would actually happen. She also claimed she'd tell people I'm obsessed with her boyfriend if I go through with it. We didn't even need that part.
Doing much.
She said, I'm torn because I like the name, but I also don't want unnecessary drama.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name and keeping it on my list? Alexis. All right. So this, we do get this like once a year, and I get it because I remember I've told the story 1,000 times and I'll tell it again. When we named Hudson, my friend Carrie tried to lecture me about how they were going to name their kid Hudson if it wasn't a girl, but they had already had a girl named Ava. So I'm like, I don't understand how I stole your name.
Yeah, right.
I don't even remember that conversation where she said she liked the name Hudson, but boy, do I still hear about it.
Well, and people change their names off of other people's sakes and says all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I kind of am leaning towards a jerk in this one, though.
You think so?
A little bit. It seems like they like the name.
Mm-hmm.
But the name has some genuine importance to the sister and her partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because the boyfriend's middle name.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
You've already got a kid. You got your second on the way. Mm-hmm. Though you've technically got dibs, rights,
mm-hmm.
because your sister isn't pregnant, you already got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have that importance. Don't make them letter. If they're already decided, like, it's something crazy special mentally when you've already decided the name of your child.
Yeah.
When you're not even pregnant. That means you're really looking forward to that. I'm trying to be a good person here and say, like, you've already got one. Let her have her moment
because the first child's always the most exciting.
Special.
Let's be real. No offense to the middle. And
you're breaking the seal, though. You're breaking the seal. The first one's always like, oh my gosh, we're parents. The second one's like, all right, grab a diaper bag.
Shockingly, I disagree with you.
No.
Because honestly, DZ, she's not into, unless she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Fine.
One thing, yeah. I get
She's not. Fair game, man. You don't even know if you're going to get pregnant. And guess what?
You don't even know if you and this dude are actually going to stay together.
That part. I was going to say, okay, you guys could break up. And then what? You didn't
anybody
use the
could
name?
Break. Anybody could
Any,
break up.
Well, you're
though.
Right. Anybody
her
could.
Her and her husband can break
could
up.
Could break up and then who
divorce,
could?
Whatever.
Same. Absolute. Never say never, I've learned in life,
But
right?
they're at least pregnant. They're at least expecting.
And
they
having
at least
it.
Got, they, right, they're having it.
They have. That's why I think it's fair game.
It is fair game. But
that's
you
why
could,
I think...
You could be respectful. And she's already leaning towards the, I just want to avoid necessary drama. So if you keep the name in your pile, you're being petitious. Because it doesn't sound to me from the reading or from listening, right?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
her writing in, it doesn't sound to me like she even cares fully for the name to argue about it enough.
Right.
If you ain't ready to go to bat for it.
She said, yeah, I'm torn because I don't want unnecessary drama. Then drop it.
Why
then,
bring drama to your baby's life?
Yeah.
You're bringing drama to your baby's life
well,
with it too.
Honestly, because the sister, or she's got no game. She doesn't even have a. She's not even pregnant.
She got no skin in this game, but
Thank
she's
you.
Trying to make claim. I'm saying let her. You've got one baby. You feel good. This second baby is also special.
Yeah.
You want to name him something special. But I think, and it sounds like to me, this name means something more to her than
so
it does to you.
You say jerk. I say not the jerk.
Yeah.
Marie in Whitewater said not the jerk. I didn't use a name out of respect for someone that never ended up having kids. Oh, that would set me off.
I'd change the baby's name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 16-year-old, whatever. We going to change a name now.
Yeah, everyone's saying, not the jerk. What if she's not with the boyfriend when she finally has a baby? That was Brittany texting in. Rochelle from Kenosha. She, not the jerk. She's not pregnant or married. We don't care about the married.
Let's not end their relationship, though. If they're this enthused about having a child together, they clearly want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that they do have this child together, name them, and then break up? That's fine, too. Separate households exist, and separate households can thrive. I don't want to end their relationship and we don't even know what they got going on. Clearly they want to have kids together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave them in that happy pocket. Can
Fair,
we do that?
You know what? You're right. You're trying to be positive.
Yeah.
And I'm all like, they don't even have a kid.
Screw them. They're not going to end together.
You never know.
We don't know.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. We're getting tons of texts and we're going to take your calls next. Is she the jerk for stealing the sister's baby name?
What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Is Alexis the jerk?
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this I feel like this circles once a year. Am I the jerk for stealing her baby name? Because this happens so often.
Ali, don't lie. We get more than these. We
You're
get
right.
more than one a year, but
You're
we
right.
just we probably don't
we
talk
don't
about it.
We don't use them for more than once a year.
Everybody's always arguing about baby names.
Well, Alexis was the first one to get in this year with this problem.
Fresh.
Because she wants to steal her sister's baby name on their second child, but her sister isn't even pregnant or engaged or married.
But
a lot
trying to make
on.
Claims, though.
And saying that it would be really mean if she did that. So let's start with Yanni in Glendale this morning. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. So what do you think? Is Alexis the jerk if she steals the sister's baby name?
So I am with DZ on this one. I don't think she's a jerk, though. I do think she needs to give up the name. If it means so much for the sister, and it's the middle name for the boyfriend.
She is
Do you
jerk.
Really want to carry that around?
Okay, it's better.
How many names are out there that start with a K? Also, she never explained why is that name so important to her.
Well, that's true. So you're saying she is the jerk if she keeps the name knowing the sister wants it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mostly because it's the middle name of the boyfriend. I don't really want to call her a jerk, but that's a jerk move.
But it's a jerk move.
This is what she said, because I was wondering too. Let's go back. She said, one of the names starts with the letter K, which is important to us. However, my sister recently told me we can't use it because she wants to name her future child that name after her boyfriend's middle name.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
So just to clarify.
The letter's important to them. Pick a different
the
name
letters,
with the same
so
letter.
There's many K names out there.
That's
right.
What I was trying to understand by this message Alexis sent was, is it just the letter or is it the name?
Is it the name?
Or is she trying to hide the name from us? Because all she says is one of them starts with the letter K. I'm like,
she's being cryptic.
Too
and what if she,
That's what
if,
I'm ooh, hearing too.
Yeah.
Is the K is the most important, but this guy has a middle name is mm-hmm. what it is.
It's actually the name.
Even
right.
if they never end up being pregnant, what if they do? And
I'd
then
be so
your
mad.
Kid has your brother in law's middle name?
Weird.
Yeah.
El asado, the barbecue gonna be weird, bro. I'll tell you what.
Well, no, it's not, because she's not gonna talk to her. She steals the name, remember?
But she is gonna be telling everybody that she's obsessed with her husband.
Right.
She said that.
Which
she
is,
said that.
Which, by the way, is so petitious.
Listen, though, what if there's some history? What if they maybe went on a date 50 years ago and the sister. See, look at Yanni's like, dude.
Yeah, you're
now
right.
Now I'm theorizing, bro. Yanni got us going, bro.
Okay.
Yanni got us going.
Yeah, Sharon in Milwaukee texted in, what's the name? We all wanna know what the name is.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Yanni. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Wepa.
So Lise in Milwaukee said she's not the jerk. She also said at the beginning it's meaningful for her and her husband. Jason in McGuanago, though, said jerk with DZ. Like DZ said, she likes the name. You have to love the name. Let the sister have it and avoid the drama. It's 2025. We have enough to worry about other than a name. Dude, names are very important to people.
But if you're not willing to fight for it, why are you willing to keep it in the pile?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's hit up Danielle in Butler this morning. Got her own theme song. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
All right. So you heard Yanni say jerk with DZ. Is she the jerk for stealing the sister's baby name?
She is not a jerk.
Danielle.
Amen.
Danielle.
The sister isn't even pregnant, DZ.
Danielle.
Come on, Danielle.
Oh, you petitious.
Get my back. Come on.
All right, no, come on. What's up?
Petitious.
What's up? Talk that talk. What do you say?
She's pregnant. She had a small list of names, and when she probably went to her sister and said, oh, these are the names we're choosing. And then for her sister to say, hold up, you can't use that name because that's my boyfriend's middle name. That's what we're going to use.
Not that one.
If.
I'd be like, I don't even like your boyfriend.
She was comfortable enough to say, hey, girl, not that one. We want to use that name.
But if she was comfortable enough to say it at that point in time, then she should have said it to her sister when she found out that her sister was pregnant.
Well, you're not thinking that.
Sounds so immature.
List of names.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You're right, Danielle. But here's the thing, Danielle. As someone who's had kids, that those conversations don't come up
until
you're pregnant.
Until you got the list of names.
Yeah, until you have the list of names, and then you start, and people, this is.
If it was that important to the sister, which it seems like it is, she should have said something. Now she's being the toxic one, making up boldish things like,
Danielle, watch your language.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
All right. All right. So, listen, hold on. I have a thought to say.
Not the jerk.
Okay,
okay. Danielle. Receive.
Thank you, Danielle. You're in timeout. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you
back.
Bye.
So a little less right now.
Less.
Oh, you're
yeah,
goofing.
You're in timeout.
Goofballing.
This is my other thing, though. I do want to say, DZ, that the only thing that I kept a secret when I had Owen and Hudson were their names.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because, and
who knew? Nobody?
Nobody but me. And I almost said my ex-husband's name. Now, like, people don't know. But me and my ex-husband.
That's it.
Were the only two who knew the name.
Sisters?
Nope. It was intentional because the best advice I ever got was everyone's going to have an opinion. They're going to say things like, ooh, I grew up with someone named that. Or, ooh, don't name your kid that. Or, ooh, I don't
There's
like that
There's always
name.
A story about somebody's name. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
That's my name. So the best, even though we found out that they were both going to be boys, and I shared that on the air, we knew they were boys beforehand.
Never shared the name.
We did not share the name until the day they were born.
Cool.
And we had the names ready.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
And I'll be honest, I remember putting Owen's name up on the wall, and then like the grandma and grandpa came over and go, damn, I guess you know the name now.
Ooh,
I'm like, but so
nobody.
That was an accident, but nobody knew.
But that's special, though. That's special for you guys. That's almost to the level of like just finding out the gender by yourselves as a surprise, right? Mm-hmm. Like
it's the same.
It's the same of like, no, that's just for us.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide or influence or say because somebody always got an opinion about your baby.
That's right. Best advice I ever got. Don't tell people your baby name till it's born.
Best advice is don't take any advice.
There you go. Jeremiah's calling next. Let's get to him. Jeremiah, good morning.
What it do?
Good morning. It must be the weather. Everyone's cursing this morning.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
You know what? I'm traumatized. Can we not go backwards?
What are you talking about, Jeremiah? We're talking to you now.
So I say not the jerk. And honestly, I mean, I agree with everybody else with the whole, you know, who knows? Maybe her sister's a little bit overzealous, and she and her boyfriend have been together for like 2 months, and she's like, "Well, I made a scrapbook. Would we have a baby? We're gonna name him a middle. You know,
I made a scrapbook, Jeremiah."
Surprise!
Like, I think that's a little much. And then to be so petty to be like, "I'm gonna not only not talk to you, but I'm gonna spread rumors about you and my boyfriend." I would call her bluff. I'd be like, "Guess what? That just name popped to the top of the list. Sorry."
Okay.
Oh, so you get petty petitions on top of being petty already.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you like it that much?
Mm-hmm. So he's saying not the jerk, which means this is rounding out as
not the jerk
today.
All right, Jeremiah.
Well, thank you for calling, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Love, man. Appreciate you. You too.
Well, that's it. Somebody texted in and said, agree, Allie. We didn't share the name either with anyone until after they were here and named because you don't want to hear, you don't need input. Everybody's got something to say about your kid's name. That's none of their damn business. I'm sorry. Amber in Milwaukee texted in, not the jerk. Both can use the name or a variation of the name. My husband has 6 people in his family who have a variation of his first and middle name. That's
a spelling.
You remember the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding where they're like everybody's named Nick or Nikki? It's like Nick, Nikki, Nicholas, Nikita,
Nikolaev. Nikita, isn't that a drill?
I don't know, whatever. But it was just it's so relatable if you're one of those families who everybody shares the same name.
If it's an important name to the family, I get it. But it seems like this is just like a good name that two different sisters like.
Like, yeah.
With their two different dudes that got no relation with the name.
Well, congrats, Alexis. You're not the jerk. And that rounds it out today. All right, you ready to give away these tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair?
No.
Too bad. Listen, I'm excited. We are sending you to see Boys to Men at the Wisconsin State Fair at the Bank 5-9 main stage. So not only are we getting you into the fair, we're giving you concert tickets, baby.
And we're also getting you in that summertime mode. Mm. Think about it. Warm weather, fair foods, walking around, shorts on.
You know
might even have chanclas. Ooh.
You know how you love Oreos, DZ?
I love Oreos, yeah.
I was saying to the kids the other day, I was explaining to them about air frying and, you know, how things are battered. And I said, I wonder if there's a way we can make fried Oreos.
Yes.
And I went, wait, not in the air fryer. I need batter. Can you?
Yes.
Shut up. Shut up.
You can make deep fried Oreos in the air fryer.
Are they as good as the Wisconsin State Fair, though?
Okay, we're getting aggressive.
I used to miss those, but
aggressive, but you can make them in the air fryer.
That's a topic for another day. Things you can make in the air fryer.
We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Noted.
Oh, you can make a lot of things in the air fryer.
414-533-1037. That is the number to call. Caller 33, we are sending you to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Boys to Men. I cannot wait. Good luck. Caller 33, you're going after SZA. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ.
Wepa.
Wepa is very appropriate in this moment.
Yeah, I don't know why there was a question mark. Wepa.
Wepa. Okay, listen.
Period, exclamation point.
I have to tell you something. This is the funniest story about this new guy I've been seeing. It's new. It's very new. I met him at the end of December, right?
Boo.
And I wouldn't go out with him, so we were forced to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't give him my phone number.
Right.
He told me the other night, he goes, "You're the first person that's ever done that to me." I go, "You gotta work for it, baby." I'm not giving you my number.
I'm the catch.
Get the hell out of here. So, no, we started talking at the end of December. And by the way, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, DZ, I found one of his red flags, okay? It
Uh-oh.
Starts with this.
Uh-oh.
He's got an Android.
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, it's a beige flag.
You're right. I can live with it. It's just annoying because I don't know when he's writing back and
all
that.
We'll work on it.
We can still FaceTime at least, whatever, right? So, but we talk on the phone a lot, which is a telling of how ready I am.
Yeah.
And we had a great talk about that the other night. I was like, I'm so comfortable with you and you're comfortable with me and this feels very easy.
Refreshing.
And he was like, I think it's because I met you when you were ready. And I go, I'm really glad I met you when I was ready, because 6 months ago, I don't think I would have been in a place where I could have been emotionally available.
That's
right.
Really great to say and really great of him to acknowledge,
yeah.
I would say too, mm-hmm. in a moment.
It was
right?
sweet. We have some good moments like that where we have some good communication.
I like that.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So he asked me the other day, he goes, you know, do you always like text me in Spanish to like be romantic? And I go, wait, what?
Huh?
He goes, you've been sending me some of your texts are in Spanish.
Huh?
And I go, what? That's what I said. Huh? And he goes, well, I just thought you were trying to be sexy and talk to me in Spanish. I go, I haven't sent you one text. Why would I send you? You're white as hell like me. Why would I send you a text in Spanish?
You don't speak Spanish? I barely speak Spanish.
Yeah, and he doesn't speak Spanish.
That's what I'm saying. He don't. You barely do.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I admit, I took 4 years in high school. I minored in college.
Yeah.
But then I've retained some. But you can tell when I can and can't understand, right?
100%. And it's not in your, like, day-to-day vernacular.
Absolutely
not. It's just not.
It's not. So when I started working on my Spanish, because obviously I work with you, who's Colombian. You and your wife and your babies speak a lot of Spanish.
Right.
Aaron's, you know, been, she sounds really good with her Spanish lately.
She's come a long way. She has come a very long way, and I'm extremely proud of all the work she's done. She's hard on herself, but she's been doing a lot.
I'm impressed.
I'm hard on us too, because I expect us to be amazing at Spanish.
Right? Well, it's your first language.
She is already amazing at Spanish for somebody that doesn't speak it naturally. Like, it's great.
She was, I don't know if it was a video she sent or a Snapchat I watched of the kids, and she was talking in Spanish. I was like, damn, Aaron, now I feel challenged. Now I better work on my
gotta catch
bit.
Up.
I better catch up.
So gotta communicate with the family.
I couldn't figure out why he was getting texts from me in Spanish.
So you're texting this new dude in Spanish.
But it was only half Spanish, because remember, he's got an Android and I have an iPhone. Well, because my Spanish keyboard was enabled because of Duolingo, because it makes you write in Spanish. And I was getting mad when I couldn't get the accents. So I put the Spanish and English keyboard on my iPhone, but I can tell when I'm writing like to anyone whether I'm writing in English or Spanish.
Yeah, comes up right.
For some reason, when it's texting him, like when I say, you know, good morning, that would come across in Spanish.
As and then buenos dias?
Like, but the rest would come across in English? It was the weirdest.
What?
The weirdest. Or like the first line, it wasn't even the whole text.
So it would translate what you're saying.
Certain lines. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. And he's like, And I looked and I go, let me see. And so I'm looking at his phone. And for
sure enough,
my texts were coming through in Spanish. I go, okay, I got to turn off the Spanish keyboard. He goes, no, don't.
He said, no. I wasn't complaining.
This is our thing. This is funny. I go, stop it. I'm not going to have time for this. I'm going to send you texts in English, okay?
No. He said, I like when you say muy rico. Keep it coming. Don't stop.
He's getting all turned on. And
he said,
I don't even know the guy's getting them in Spanish.
No. This is a locked in part of y'all relationship now. You better not stop talking to this guy in Spanish.
That's what he said. He's like, you can't change it now. This is our thing.
I like you. Or should I say me gusta?
Oh, that's what it did. I texted him and I said something like, I like you. And it came through as like le encanto or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I didn't
me encantas.
Write,
and
I
he
didn't
said, ooh,
back.
I got to ask Google what she's saying, but I'm getting warm inside.
Is that funny?
That is hilarious.
I'm blaming you.
I will take the blame.
Because I had no idea. And I have no idea why or what the glitch is between the Android and the iPhone when you have one of the other languages enabled, I guess. Because it was, like I said, it wasn't even the whole text. It was like certain lines in the text it was translating to Spanish and the rest was in English. Go figure.
Well, and gee, you had somebody say something. Just think about, in my case, not trying to like take the attention away from you, but
I'm over my story. Tell me what.
In my case, I speak Spanish. I use Spanish. What if I'm texting my people in English and they're getting Spanish from me going, this dude stays speaking Spanish thinking I'm understanding. And I'm not even doing that because I've never had anybody say this to me. So what if people are just assuming, Wepa DZ over here always texting in Spanish.
That's the thing.
Because I got Spanish enabled on my phone, obviously.
You text your family and all your friends in Spanish.
Exactly.
Right.
But some I don't. Some I only speak English with because I know they don't understand a lick of Espanol. Right.
Like me. You text me in English, obviously.
You understand Spanish. I would send you stuff
could.
In Spanish.
You could, yeah.
You'd understand
I
it.
I would.
There's friends that are Americano. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't speak Spanish at all, my boy. I don't even get the reference. I don't know what you mean when you say Joe Tango. So I'm like, I talk to them in English. They might be getting texts from me in Spanish going, this dude.
You've got to ask your friends if there any of them are getting texts in Spanish now because this is you have to ask your Android friends because listen to this. Bella in Kenosha has an Android.
Uh-huh.
And I know this because she texts me occasionally and she texted into the show and she said, Allie, it's true. Sometimes your text reactions come through in Spanish. I figured it's because you were preparing for your Hispanic. Honey, no, this guy's not Hispanic.
This is a white boy.
He's white as hell. This guy is not Hispanic that I'm dating. So that's why it's even funnier.
We just converting him to Spanish.
Apparently.
Isn't
this hysterical?
Bruh, so clearly it's some change and weird discrepancy between iPhone and Android.
Oh, Aaron in Milwaukee texted in and says, a guy, Aaron, because the way it's spelled, said, Allie, there's an update to iPhones and Androids called RCS Messenger where it acts very similar to iMessage. Tell him to get on that ASAP. Oh, so he's the problem. You're right. He is the problem,
he's
Aaron.
The problem.
I knew
obviously.
He was.
We did say this was his first red flag.
Yeah, you said beige, but you know. Carl from Indy said, speaking in Spanish is sexy. Carl, I'm not even trying to. It's an accident.
Hey, I will
it
say,
is sexy, though.
In my younger days, I remember in like, you know, middle school, high mm-hmm. school, sometimes ladies would be like, oh, you speak so well.
Whisper
in my ear
in Espanol.
Like, So I will say, I understand why my mans is liking it. And Allie, honestly, you got to keep it going or else it's going to turn into your red flag.
You're right.
Why'd you stop speaking to him in Spanish? He likes it.
He does, actually. Miko texted in, this is why iPhones are superior.
You mean superior.
As my iPhone would say. Somebody else texted into the show and said, this is such an awesome story. I'm dying. And then another text, please sign your names. I love it when you guys sign your names. Said, if you both update your phones, you can see when he reads your message and when he's typing. My phone's updated, so he's the problem again.
He's the problem.
I knew it.
We're finding more red flags.
That's
I think we
got
to go before we have to break
You're
up
right.
with this guy.
You're right. We found the red flags. So, you know what? Si, senor.
Si, senora.
We have to go. I hope hope you love that story. It's my story of the week for you.
Highly entertained, bro.
103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Italian DZ. And, you know, if you listened at the beginning of the show, you already know that my little victory, how we start the show, mm-hmm. was that I have DZ in my life because I need help after the show.
Right, right.
Yesterday, you know, the weather was awful, and it's going to be warming up today. So by the time it gets to 20 degrees, it's going to feel like a heat wave in Wisconsin,
Ooh,
you guys.
Ripped the layers off.
Yesterday was brutal.
It was negative 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold. And I had so many arguments with my kids when we went to the dentist about why they had to have coats on. I mean, it was just, my brain hurts from these conversations.
You can literally give yourself frostbite if you're outside in this weather without the proper gear on,
y'all. Fine, Mom. It's fine. Okay, good for you. Anyway, this is the one thing I forgot about yesterday that happens when it gets that cold.
What?
We got to work and I said, oh, I'm just happy my car started. I'm happy I have heat.
Yeah.
I'm happy we have coats and boots. And then I forgot the one thing that goes wrong with your car, no matter how new your car is, the tires losing air in the cold.
Tire pressure.
Dang it. I forgot about that. I jinxed my own self because as soon as we left work, my tire pressure was fine still.
Okay.
And then I had to run to the store to get one thing that was very important. So I ran to the store, and as I was coming out, my air pressure, my tire pressure was
the
flagging.
Sensor? Mm.
And I even get texts from my car. Like, I'll get texts. It's all connected.
Tire pressure low.
Yeah, tire pressure low.
Yep, same.
So I was like, shoot. And I could see it was around 28. And so I'm thinking, oh, man. Now, I know usually when it warms up, my tire pressure comes back up a lot of the time.
If I remember correctly, your PSI is probably at like 45.
Is it 40? Is that what it's supposed to be at, you mean? I thought it was
usually,
like 30-something.
When your tires are inflated to the max, I think your tires, I believe, are 45.
Oh.
Mine are 51.
Oh, my last car was like 36.
Oh, you had small tires on the last whip.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the bigger the tire, the bigger the PSI, you know. Yeah, pounds per square inch, yeah.
Thank you, because I wouldn't have known what that stood for, mm-hmm. pounds per square inch. That mm-hmm. makes sense. Okay, well, so I didn't know, but here's the funny story I wanted to tell you was I have tire inflating anxiety. I used to put air in my tires all the time because, hello, I'm an independent woman and I was single for many years.
Strong independent.
And I didn't live at home or, you know, moved away. But then one time I went to Quick Trip and deflated my tire on accident trying to put air in it.
You took all the air out?
And I've never been so traumatized, okay?
Ugh.
And it happened twice.
You can mess up your rim, dude.
Oh, I did. Trust me.
Oh, you do.
And then after that happened, I couldn't ever put air in my tires again. I refuse. I'm scared bleepless. Okay?
Something's going to happen.
That I'm going to deflate it. Now I'm traumatized. Even though I've done it many times in the past, I'm now terrified. So the last time it got really cold and I needed air in my tires, I was switching the kids with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And normally he just drops them at my house. Well, I called him and I said, hey.
My guy.
I don't ask you for much.
Hey, baby daddy.
Meet me a Quick Trip and put air in my tires. He goes, sure, no problem. So we actually switched at the gas station and he filled my tires for me, which was very nice. It was good for the kids to see, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, and them... especially to see because they need to be the ones to start putting air in the tires.
That's fair. And I need my car to be safe.
Sure.
So yesterday, when I realized the tire pressure was low, I started panicking because I went, oh God, I'm not putting air in. But then my little victory was, well, DZ will do it for me because he always says, let me know when you need something and he'll handle this.
Yeah.
I think it'll go up today, honestly, on its own.
It won't go up much. I'll tell you that right now.
But I am so traumatized. Have you ever deflated? Have you ever heard of this?
No, the irony that you're even bringing this up.
Why?
Because the other day, it was actually last week, but try to stay on top of getting the car washed, especially with all the salt,
mm-hmm.
you know, rust problems in the winter, right?
Same. And then it got too cold and I couldn't wash it again.
Right.
Same.
So I tried to wash it before this week, knowing how bad it was about to be.
Correct.
It was still cold.
Yeah.
It was still chilly.
Yeah.
I noticed that my tire pressure was low while I was washing the car.
Oh.
I was at one of the car wash places real close to work
mm-hmm.
here. I noticed they also recently added air machines. So I went, oh,
nice.
Free vacuums and free air?
I'm in. Well, everyone should have free air.
Well, that's another argument. Mm, that's a whole,
that is another argument. Mm, but I will drive all the way to a Quick Trip just for free air, which should tell the other gas stations something.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
Moving on, though. So that's cool. So the car wash.
Car wash place. So I'm like, oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
I noticed the air, so I went, ooh, let me check my tire pressure.
Yeah.
I checked. Sure enough, my tire pressure was low. You heard me just say, my tire pressure PSI should be around 51.
Yeah.
It was at like 40-something, 38 on some tires. So I went, I'm going to throw a little air in the tire, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Take all the caps off, went around, bloop, 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 all four caps.
Yeah.
And then I start to try to fill my front two tires. I go to one tire, and I start pressing it in, and I'm like, this doesn't feel right. It was really cold outside, so it was cold. I didn't want to have my hands out anyway, but it didn't feel right.
Oh, no.
So I went to the other tire.
Were you deflating it too?
That doesn't sound right.
What is the?
I checked my PSI. I had knocked both tires down one PSI point. So I said, nope, I'm not doing this. Something's some blockage, something's weird. Sometimes, I don't want to get into too much of the science, but in cold weather, things seize up. Your little air nozzle block doesn't press in the way it's supposed to press in. When you've got an air nozzle to push air in and an air nozzle to stop air from coming out of the tire, they need to meet.
So I doing it wrong? You were, I don't know, so it's, it wasn't even.
It wasn't even that we're doing it wrong, it's just that it's the wrong time to add air to your tires.
Well, then sometimes what are you supposed
it's too
cold.
Let it rock, let it warm up. In warmer weather, all of your equipment will work appropriately. For example, the nozzle on your tire pressure thing where you put the air in will actually release when it's supposed to, rather than the nozzle not releasing and it fighting each other because they're both blocked.
Oh my
gosh. You need to be able to press it in so the air goes in. If it doesn't press in, all you're doing is letting air out.
Oh, see, I'm getting re-traumatized thinking about it happening. Oh, my
gosh. And we don't know any of these things. You got to be kind of really in tune with the sound, and you got to be really in tune with the way it feels. Unless you're solid locked in with that, you might be taking air out of your tire and not realizing it. A fail-safe would be to not put air in your tires in extremely cold
but
weather.
But then what do you do when they're that low and it's still that cold? You have to somebody just texted in, you can pull up to a Valvoline, and they'll put air in your tires for you.
I was going to say, you could bring it somewhere. You may have to pay. A lot of places will say, you know, free, especially oil change places, they'll just gas your tires up, right? Mm-hmm. They'll say, yeah, whatever, we don't care. But sometimes they'll say, yeah, it's $5. And you pay the five
Fine,
then.
I don't care. I don't even care, man.
But
Erica in Sussex texted in and said, there's a yellow sticker inside your driver's side door with the PSA or PSI, your tire PSI should be at. Okay, well, then I'm going to go look at what my PSI is, which you taught me about the, what's it called? What does it stand for again?
Pounds per square inch.
Yeah, which really just means how much air I need to put in when I see the number.
Yeah.
I know, that's how I know.
And at Quick Trip, you can set it to that number.
I've seen that as before I deflated my tire.
I will say you have to be careful, though, depending on what tires you get. If you're not getting consistently the same tires, the PSI on the door might not match the PSI that says on your tire. Depends on brands. Branding is important. I will say that. It's generally pretty close. Within 5 pounds per pressure, whatever. It's not too much, but you got to be conscious.
Okay. Izzy texted in and said, I always wait until the last minute late at night to put air in my tires. And then they said, our coworker has a portable thing that can inflate your tires. Well, why are you listening? You know what?
Is this tire inflation tips? Is this what we're... Is this the topic?
I think so. Could anyone relate to this? Yeah. Give us tips, because I bet I can't be the only one whose tires went low yesterday with the cold.
My tires are low right now. My wife literally just texted me 10 minutes ago and said, hey, my check engine light is on.
Oh,
I think it's my tire pressure.
Oh, no.
Everybody's tires are low, but some people really do carry the tire pressures in the car. You don't even, you don't use cigarette lighters anymore, but the cigarette lighter's still in the car. You plug that in, you've got tire pressure. You got free air all day.
Somebody said, Allie, you're making me laugh because I literally just scheduled an appointment to get my tire filled because I think there's a hole and I'm scared to do it myself.
What's the tips?
Anxiety tire friends, unite.
Oh, I've got tire explosion anxiety.
Yeah, so then you're not doing it after the show because you have the same, somebody's ripping, saying don't use specific air pumps. Well, that was where I got it. Yeah, you know what? That's a topic for another day. All right. 414-533-1037. Shout out to Sue from Racine who texted in and said, my dealership will inflate for free. Just drive up to the service door. I could do that. that. My dealership would do that for me. I believe that. And they don't, they're not far from my house. So that's an option too.
That is an option.
Yeah, they're really cool.
If the dealership does, all right, what's the tips?
I don't know if they will, but I'll pull up and act like they will.
We're going to find out.
That'll be nice. All right, we'll talk to you next.
From here, the wifey filed for divorce. Damn, son. I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
We started in the show with little victories, trying to have a positive spin on life because sometimes you just need it.
We got to.
And I started the show by saying my little victory was, even though the air is going low in my tires from the cold, my little victory is DZ's my friend and family member now, so he can help me put air in my tires after the show.
Right, because I agreed to that.
Little Victor, you always say ask for help, Allie.
I do.
When somebody asks you to move and then you regret saying you would help.
And then they say grab that end of the couch and you go, Oh, you were for real.
Well, the good news is my little victory is somebody in the building heard us and came in and said, Allie, I've got a, what is it called in my car?
The tire pressure. Yeah, they could check your pressure and air.
And
basically.
Fill it up,
yeah.
Right? Right outside. So DZ, the little victory is we're good.
You don't even need me.
Somebody actually came to work today who has one of these things that can fix my tire pressure.
You're covered.
Woo! Little victories.
Whippa!
Congratulations. I don't need your help anymore. Whew. Except for when we go out in the parking lot and we use the thing.
So you still need my help. Got it.
But we don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, happy day.
Look, what's this?
Bruh, get out of here.
All right, what's your little victory?
My little victory is that I got to go now because I got to go clearly help Allie put air in her tire.
Come on.
No, my little victory is actually car involved too, man.
Yeah, what?
Nah. You know, sometimes you wait a little long and sometimes the crack in your windshield gets bigger and sometimes it gets so big that now you got to replace your windshield.
Oh, no. Are you joking me right now?
But
that thing broke?
The little victory is that now we get a new windshield.
Oh, man. So that didn't work. Your little fixer.
Oh, I never got to use it. It got so cold that the crack got bigger and now it's too big to use the self-repair kit.
Oh, no.
My week was so crazy that I did not have a day that I even had time to try to do it.
Bucks games and I was out of time. Oh, geez.
It didn't hit, and by the time I actually had a day, the crack was too big.
The whole windshield needs to be replaced now.
Little victories, new windshield coming.
Daisy's getting a new windshield!
Yay!
Yay! Have a good day.